This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dila Prasai with the news. The headlines first. Supplies Minister Dilendra Prasad Badu says international market compels price hike of petroleum products. Government considering decreasing price by adjusting taxes. Government decides not to proceed with the US government state partnership program. And Sri Lankan cabinet moves to limit President Rajapaksa's. Now the news in detail. Minister for Industries, Commerce and Supplies Dilendra Prasad Badu has said the government has been planning to reduce the price of petroleum products by adjusting taxes. Presenting the government's views on the proposal of public importance in the special hour of the House meeting yesterday, Minister Badu said the price of petroleum products was based on the purchase price received from the Indian Oil Corporation. He clarified that the price of petroleum products had been increasing in the international market, affecting the price in domestic market. He also informed the House about the policy formulated to reduce the use of petroleum products by 20% in government offices. Nepal government has decided not to move forward with any programs related to the US State Partnership Program, SPP. Unveiling the latest decisions of the cabinet meeting yesterday, government spokesperson and communication minister Gyanendra Bahadur Karki informed that all the government bodies are now required to send diplomatic letters only via the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. The House of Representatives has sent two bills to the concerned committees for clause-wise deliberation. The bills sent to the committees were the Social Security First Amendment Bill 2022 and the Acid and Other Hazardous Chemical Substances Regulation Bill 2022. Earlier, Home Minister Balkrishna Khat presented the bills in the House meeting seeking consideration. Likewise, the House of Representatives has unanimously approved the amendment made by the National Assembly on the bill related to the protection of plants and seeds. Education and Health Committee under the House of Representatives has again directed the Education Ministry to introduce the Federal Education Act at the earliest and to prevent the shortage of school-level textbooks. In the committee meeting yesterday, Committee President Jayapuri Kharti issued the directive to the Ministry after discussing the matter with Education Minister Devendra Poudal and all the stakeholders. Nepali Congress General Secretaries Gagan Kumar Thapa and Bishwa Prakash Sharma have demanded the Election Commission make arrangements of voting rights to Nepali citizens living abroad. Leaders Duo Thapa and Sharma met Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapalia yesterday and drew the Commission's attention to take the decision to ensure the voting rights of Nepali citizens living abroad, as the Supreme Court has already given a verdict to that issue. Ambassador of Switzerland to Nepal, Elisabeth von Kappler, has paid a courtesy call on Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Pompa Busal. During the meeting held at the ministry yesterday, they discussed the various aspects of bilateral relations and cooperation. The energy minister pointed out the collaboration to mitigate the impacts of climate change, which has become a common problem of both countries. Chief of Army Staff Prabhuram Sharma, who is on an official visit to peacekeeping mission in Lebanon, paid a courtesy call on top officials, including Prime Minister Najib Azmi Mikati. According to Nepal Army Military Public Relations and Information Directorate, Chief of Army Staff Sharma paid a courtesy call on Prime Minister Mikati, Defence Minister Marisi Slim, Speaker Nabi Berri and Lebanese Army Commander General Joseph Khalil on yesterday. During the meeting, discussions were held on the role of Nepali peacekeepers in establishing peace in Lebanon, military relations between Nepal and Lebanon, and the mutual relations and interests between the two countries. The Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal, CAN, has made it clear that the forceful act of the airline companies to close domestic flights from Wednesday is not acceptable. Can had decided to shift Tiruvan International Airport TIA best parking space for helicopters and aircraft outside the Kathmandu Valley. As per the decision, helicopters and aircraft will be sent out of Kathmandu for night stop parking and they are required to operate the first flight of the day from the base airport. Organizing a news conference on Tuesday, the CAN urged the airline companies not to suspend their flights. You are listening to Radio Nepal, 8 AM English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. The Sri Lankan cabinet has approved constitutional reforms that will limit the powers of the president. It is reported that the move aims at appeasing the protesters calling for President Gotabaya Rajapaksa to quit over the country's worst economic crisis in decades. Prime Minister Ranil Wickremesinghe's media advisor, Dino Colombo, said the decision to amend the constitution to clip the president's wide-ranging powers was taken in Russia in a cabinet meeting rather on Monday. Russia has warned Lithuania of serious consequences after it banned the rail transfer of some goods to the Russian territory. Russian senior security officials said Russia would certainly respond to such hostile actions. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be generally cloudy in Province 1, Madhesh Province, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 28 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 18.6 degrees Celsius. With this news we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the headlines once again. Supplies Minister Didendra Prasad Badu says international market compels price hike of petroleum products. Government considering decreasing price by adjusting taxes. Government decides not to proceed with the US government state partnership program and Sri Lankan cabinet moves to limit President Rajapaksa's. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.